from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tolia hits it out to center. Harris sprints back to the wall. He's got it. Never doubt Michael Harris in center field. And it keeps it 2-0.
That was Brandon Godden on the call. Your Braves beat the Rockies 3-2.
Yeah, also Michael Harris, some of the catches he's made in the last few days, just insane. And you don't want to compare and contrast outfielders, but you did have the issue with Jorge Soler last night with the ball getting stuck in the wall, where just wish he would have just stuck his hands up, said ground rule double, hey man, ball stuck in the wall, and yet it ends up being a triple because he plucks it off the wall and throws it in. But Michael Harris just continues to be elite at the center field position, and you know, plays like that, when you look back on the slight margin of victories that you've had for the Atlanta Braves and that you will have over the next few weeks, just invaluable when you look at everything he brings. Not that Jarred Kelenic wasn't a very quality center fielder, or Ramon Laureano, or whoever it may be, but Michael Harris is just next level.
He was able to turn it around, right? Because yeah. I know early at the start of the season, you guys had a lot of concern about maybe where he was at.
Mostly offensively, I think, Tiff. Yeah. You know, he was a guy that I think all three of us sat here preseason and expected him to just have an absolute career year. The injury obviously knocked him off of that, but even before that, I don't know if he was knocking the cover off the ball. But again, the defensively, what he brings as a center fielder, it's just insane. He's like, it reminds me of, 20 years ago, Jim Edmonds for the Cardinals, just making every single play that comes his way.
Well, I mean, you don't have to go out west. You could just say 20 years ago, it reminds you of Andrew Jones making every play, and I think that would suffice. Now the difference was, is Andrew went to a point where he was bombing it out, because until Matt Olson, he held the single season home run record for the Braves. But you're absolutely right, and you're not wrong either about Michael Harris' season until he got hurt. He was making every play in the outfield, but he wasn't hitting to the point that we expected based on his spring and what he worked on in the offseason. But injuries have been the one thing that's kind of slowed him down a little bit in his career so far. I'd like to see what he could do in a full 162 game, or not even 162, but 100. Just give me 150 games. I think you could really see the full potential of what he is as a player.
Chris Sale, let's talk about him, because you mentioned that he's knocking on the door possibly to being a Cy Young award winner, and so he became the Braves' first left-handed pitcher to reach over 200 Ks. I think the number is, what, 206? Is
yeah.
You said, Bo? And then against the Rockies, he allowed no runs on 6 hits and struck out 9 through 7 innings pitched.
Right now, he's a Triple Crown leader in not just the National League, but Major League Baseball. Tied for the league lead in 16 wins with a league-leading 2.46 ERA and 206 strikeouts.
Woo.
He has been absolutely dominant. I was ignorant to the fact that he does not have a Cy Young in his trophy case already, but I do believe that there'll be one on his way to his house soon, hopefully.
Yeah, and I think the back and forth with me and you earlier was the fact that, I think he's been very good. I'm not sure that Raisel Iglesias is not a bigger part of this team right now. When you talk about the 22 and a third straight scoreless innings, 29 of 31 on his save opportunities, the low 1.5-ish ERA and everything else, I think his whip sits at like 0.56 just off the top of my head. He's been absolutely electric on the back end too. And I think both those guys put together, when you start adding it up, and what are we, just a few weeks now from where this postseason will be sitting, that hopefully the Braves are a part of that. And those two are, You want to talk about integral parts, man. Those two, those will be the catalyst for what the Braves are able to do down the stretch.
Let's go in the huddle.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.